This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 485 for Thursday, July 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are mixed on Thursday morning, with the more heavily traded November canola contract dipping 30 cents at $8.41.40 per ton, while the January contract adds $2.20 at $8.38.20 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Malaysian palm oil as well as Chicago soy oil. European rapeseed plus Chicago soybeans and soy meal are lower. Tepid gains in global crude oil prices are providing some measure of support to vegetable oils. Dry conditions across most of the prairies will very likely mean reduced yields come harvest. Crush margins are showing a little bit of strength, further underpinning canola values. The port worker strike in British Columbia is set to resume on Saturday after the union failed to provide sufficient notice of their actions. Earlier this week, a tentative deal to end the two-week-old strike was voted down by the union. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 76 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 75.93. Russia carried out a third straight night of missile and drone attacks, this time targeting the port city of Mykolaiv. As well, Russia is warning that any cargo vessel approaching Ukrainian waters on the Black Sea will be targeted on the assumption of carrying military supplies. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report this morning, showing total old and new crop soybean sales of more than 887,000 tons. Total soy meal sales are nearly 408,000 tons, while soy oil incurs net reductions of 800 tons. Total corn export sales tally more than 728,000 tons, and wheat comes up short of 171,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The November contract loses 4 cents at $14.05 per bushel. August soy oil gains 6 tenths of a cent at 66.65 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal nudges up 10 cents at $4.43.90 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its September contract down 8 cents at $5.37.50 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its September contract up 6 cents at $4.46. The U.S. wheat complex is turning lower as Chicago September gives up 2 cents at $7.26. Kansas City September dips a half cent at $8.66, and Minneapolis September sheds 2 cents at $8.95. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.